KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 27 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Union County man was arrested Sunday afternoon on a drug charge. 31-year-old Nathan Richard Hewlett of Creston was arrested for unlawful possession of a prescription drug medication. Hewlett was being held in the Adams County Jail. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is proposing a new Missouri River habitat for the endangered pallid sturgeon fish and sandbar construction for two endangered bird species. The plan comes after 3 years of study by scientists, hydrologists, and other specialists. It seeks to use the latest scientific data to help the recovery of the pallid sturgeon, least tern, and piping plover over the next 15 years. Aaron Quinn, a Corps environmental resource specialist, says the plan incorporates new information about species management. Some say the recommendations are necessary. Bill Beacom of Sioux City, a member of an advisory group that consults with the Corps, says the tern and plover numbers are recovering. Information from the latest survey by the Iowa State University Extension Department shows most farmland remains in the hands of locals when it's sold. Economist Wen Dong Zhan conducts the annual survey.
We find that 72% of buyers are existing local farmers, and another 2% are existing and relocating farmers. Investors roughly account for 20%. New farmers are only 3%.
He said the land generally stays with families until someone decides that they no longer want to farm.
Estate sales account for over half of the land sold, and a retired farmer account for another 23%.
He says there are a few young people who own farmland.
Landowners above 65 or above own half of Iowa's land. Landowners 75 or above owns a third.
While the latest survey showed the third straight drop in land prices, John says it's still hard for new farmers to find the resources to get into farming.
This is still a very capital-intensive industry that is a barrier for the new farmers to enter.
He said there are some farm programs now available to try and help young people get into farming. Zhang isn't expecting a lot of big changes, though, in the next several years in the ownership of Iowa farmland. Securing long-term funding for water quality programs remains a high priority for Iowa farm groups, but in light of the state's nearly $100 million budget shortfall, that task may be a bit more challenging. Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Hill says for now, his organization is not promoting any specific solutions to water funding.
We're leaving it open to our legislative leaders to find a way, a pathway to add this long-term dedicated funding stream that will provide us the confidence we can invest and have a commitment from the state.
The Iowa Soybean Association is also taking a more general approach, according to ISA President Roland Schnell of Newton.
We came out last year in support of the governor's plan, the Iowa 3-8-cent plan we've been in support of. We're not really nailing down anything specific because we want to make sure that people understand that we're supportive of anything that provided for long-term funding.
Schnell says everything that happens in the 2017 Iowa legislature will take place with state budget constraints as the backdrop. Utility officials who serve small Iowa towns are lobbying legislators to keep money for their towns in any water quality plan that may emerge in 2017.
With all the talk about farmers and drainage districts, lawsuits and nitrates, it's easy to forget that our state also has a multi-billion-dollar municipal infrastructure problem as well. And right now, that burden is falling squarely on ratepayers and taxpayers in our small rural communities.
That's Tim Whipple, the general counsel for the Iowa Association of Municipal Utilities. The plan to go finance water quality projects that was approved by House Republicans nearly a year ago included money to help small communities finance required improvements to sewage systems and water treatment plants.
As the legislature moves forward with water quality funding, I hope you will remember that small communities need funding assistance every bit as much as farmers for the costly infrastructure upgrades that they need to remain attractive places to live and work.
Whipple grew up in rural Franklin County. He went to elementary school in Hampton. In addition to lobbying for more state money to city-owned water treatment plants, the Iowa Association of Municipal Utilities has been seeking more options in how cities are allowed to finance wastewater projects. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa officials say this year's deer harvest is down slightly with a little more than 2 weeks left in the season. Iowa's second shotgun season ended last Sunday, the 18th. Hunters have until midnight today to report their harvests. Antlerless deer may only be harvested from now until January 2nd. Between both shotgun seasons, hunters reported 5% fewer deer than last year's seasons. Andrew Norton of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says hunters purchased 2,118 fewer licenses or tags for the shotgun seasons this year as compared to last year. In total, hunters in Iowa have harvested 87,722 deer this year, which is about 4% lower than last year's count at the same time. Hunters harvested 105,401 deer throughout all of last year's seasons. Authorities say an ATM was stolen from a Rockwell bank early on Christmas Day. The ATM was taken from the First Security Bank a little after 3 a.m. on Sunday. The Sierra Gordo County Sheriff's Office reports the bank property sustained extensive damage in the process. Authorities have not said how much cash was lost to the thief or thieves. Online retailer Amazon says it plans to start collecting sales tax on purchases in Nebraska next year, a decision that could generate millions of dollars for the state. A similar announcement was made by Amazon in Iowa. An Amazon spokesman says the company will start collecting the taxes on January 1st. State Commissioner Tony Fulton says the announcement will help ensure Nebraska consumers comply with existing laws. Consumers are already legally required to report and pay the tax through their annual tax returns, but few ever do. Fulton says Amazon's move is a good example of responsible corporate citizenship and a chance to educate Nebraska residents about the law. A vaccine that an Iowa company helped to develop is expected to stop one of the world's deadliest viruses. A study published Thursday shows the vaccine is 100% effective in protecting people against Ebola, an infectious virus that has killed thousands and traumatized millions. Ames-based NewLink Genetics helped to test and refine an Ebola vaccine that was invented by Canadian scientists. A study in the British medical journal The Lancet says the shots protect people who might have come in contact with an infected person. Thomas Banath, NewLink's chief scientific officer for infectious diseases, says the vaccine's success should mean the world will never see another widespread Ebola epidemic. Besides royalties, the company could share any reward offered by the U.S. government. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.